Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2020 Super Nationals, and Swope the Realtor. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Of course, also welcome you joining us on Facebook Live. Also, you can send any questions in you want via the Yearwood Performance text line, and that's at 505-226-1442, 226-1442. And I kind of wanted to jump in super quick into what's going on today at ESPN Radio, because there's a lot of stuff on the board, 9 a.m. FM Sports, Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. But at 10 a.m., we're going to the Camping World Bowl, number 15, Notre Dame versus Iowa State. But if you want to check it out and have some fun, you can go out from 11 to 1 with Sam Hauser and Adam Deal. Basically, your picks and kicks guys are going to be live at Stadium 66 doing some cut-ins and stuff. So you want to go out and join the game and check out Stadium 66. Great opportunity to do that. 2 p.m. Peach Bowl, number 4 Oklahoma versus number 1 LSU. 6 p.m. the Fiesta Bowl, number 3 Clemson versus number 2 Ohio State. So, of course, ESPN Radio is your home for the College Bowl season. And, of course, we'll have the National Championship game on here as well. Sunday, 9 a.m. between the lines with Scott Galletti and Chris Williams, live out at Isleta Resort and Casino. 11 a.m. New Orleans Saints versus Carolina Panthers. And at 2:25, the Washington Redskins versus the Dallas Cowboys. So a lot going on this weekend. ESPN Radio is your place to catch all the good stuff. Likewise, we want you to stay tuned today. We've got an action-packed show when you actually consider it's the winter, supposed to be the off-season, but next Saturday is actually going to be 2020, and people are already going to be, you know, get ready to go racing, including joining us is going to be Spencer Hill talking about the Tulsa Shootout next weekend. Also, we're going to have Jim Guthrie's going to be on the show. We caught up with Jim. He's actually going to come on live and talk about his car that's coming up in the Super Nationals. And you'll definitely want to hang out for that. And, of course, we'll catch up with Matt Willis from ESPN.com, the info and stats guru, and we can talk about kind of some of the stories that have been happening in NASCAR in the off season that we even had time to get to. And so joining me now is RJ. How you doing, man?
Hey, David, doing excellent. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we still got some stuff on the Unser Racing Museum event calendar.
Sure do.
Including, it's awesome to see that at Votto Speedway next weekend, and of course we're going to be talking with Spencer here in just a second about the Tulsa Shootout. So right off the bat, there's some events going on, but let's talk a little bit about the dragway. I don't know if you saw, but I saw on Facebook that they did like a little sneak preview of the 2020 calendar.
Really?
Yeah, and already some people are like, hey, where are the Southwest Superchargers? Where are some other things? And all it was a sneak. You know, it's a sneak of the things that are like already booked. So it's coming. It's going to be exciting, but what do they got going on between now and the start of the season?
Well, will the schedule release at the Super Nationals like they usually do?
Or yeah.
Do you know the plan?
Oh yeah, you'll be able to pick up a printed schedule.
Done right. Well, ABQ Dragway, they're going to be closed for racing until the last day of February, so it's going to be a leap year. So February 29th, 2020, racing will begin. And they're going to have their award banquet, though, February 8th, 2020, at the Southern Casino. So finish the season off strong and then start 2020 off right at ABQ Dragway.
Well, and, of course, the Rods champion for 2019, Mike LeBate, finished over the 2018 Art Cordova. So I think we're going to see quite a battle next year. New Mexico Nitro Funny Car Championship, Keith Jackson. So I have a feeling that they're going to have a rematch of that so they can bring the trophy back to New Mexico, because Keith's out of Denver. McKinney Motor Company Super Pro, Angelo Sanchez. I think he's some like four-time champ. So see if somebody can knock him off. Lloyd Salverson had a good run at it. We'll see if he can catch him next year. New Signs and Graphics Pro, champ Mike Stewart, Seduction Sportsman, Harley Bull, and the Torco Race Fuels Junior Dragster, Patrick Miller. So they'll all start their season, on, leap year, and see if they can go out there and defend their title. What else we got going on?
Yeah, so we talked about, Spencer's going to talk about the Tulsa Shootout coming up, but the 34th annual Lucas Oil Chili Bowl Nationals are going to be coming up as well. So it's at the Tulsa Expo Raceway, which is a quarter-mile clay oval track inside the River Spirit Expo Center in Tulsa Expo Square. So that's going to be January 13th through the 18th, so a big, long event to start 2020 off right on the dirt.
Well, one of the questions, and of course, you're on Facebook Live, you can see Spencer's already here, but I'm going to ask Spencer, is how in the world do you breathe in that building with all that stuff going on? So stay tuned for that. Sandia Speedway, it looks like you got the Lantern Fest. Is that the only thing that's on the books right now?
So we had a few racing stuff for last weekend, and for the first major event that they're posting, there will be a few add-ins, but at the moment on the website, the first event of 2020 will be the Lantern Fest on March 14th, which is the original Lantern Fest with tickets being available. Like I said, there's reduced price before Christmas and still great prices that are available now, they say. So.
Yeah, well, okay, so I made a couple of calls this week, wanted to get, you know, schedules ahead and get out there, and haven't heard back. Now, it could be because it's the holidays. Haven't heard back from Southwest Motorsports, haven't heard back from SMRI, you know, about setting a schedule. And we'll ask you to jump on real quick, because I know you're on the board, Spencer, for New Mexico Motor Racing Association. Do you guys have a schedule out yet?
No, we're actually working on it right now. I can say that you will see the New Mexico Motor Racing Association back at Sandia Speedway this year. I know that they're working on getting the wing cars on the schedule as well again. So we're going to have a pretty full schedule down at Sandia again this year. Again, finalizing that schedule is happening right now as we speak.
Okay.
Along with that, we're still kind of working. We're trying to get something together with Aztec Speedway. That'd be
awesome.
A return up there. We haven't been up there in a long, long time. We're also trying to maybe look at getting around to maybe some tracks outside of New Mexico.
Cool.
Things are still kind of in the works with that. So I can't share everything we're working on with that, but it's going to be pretty exciting. Maybe a little bit of a new look this year as we have a completely new board for the New Mexico Motor Racing Association.
Well, I appreciate the update. I know that this is a busy time and trying to mash a schedule out at Sandia. I mean, I used to do it. And so it was pretty difficult to get it all together. So it's probably just one of those things that you're just trying to make sure that everything fits, because the last thing you do is want to post something, somebody prints it out, and then it gets changed. So we do know that typically there's a handout by Super Nationals that has all the schedules on it, and I'm sure that you guys will be ready to go by then.
Correct. I'm thinking the season opener, I've seen some preliminary schedules. I'm looking at it right now. I think the season opener is probably going to be April 11th at Sandia Speedway, and that's going to be the non-wing sprint cars.
Okay, and that'll probably be a day event, right?
Correct. Usually the first show or two are those early afternoon events because it's still a little bit chilly outside.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. It's tough to do that. All right. We're running tight. You know, I guess we got to yapping too much. On me, but let's talk about Votto Speedway. What do they got going on?
Yeah, starting the season off right away. So January 2nd through the 5th, they're going to have the World of Outlaws Battle at the Border with the World of Outlaws Morton Building Late Model Series plus the USRA Modifies and the USRA B Mods. So great way to start. I mean, January 2nd is when everything's going to kick off there at Votto.
All right. Well, we got a whole lot more coming up on the other side, including we'll get Spencer on and talk about the Tulsa Shootout, and probably some, you know, it gets pretty random sometimes with us anyway. But you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Brian Urlacher. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Yeah.
Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the hot rod scene, and now they have expanded at over 5,000 square feet. Yearwood Performance is the expert, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it, with a wall full of carburetors, ignition systems, and gauges. They have the largest selection of hoses and fittings, Torco race fuel in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank. Buy local, yearwoodperformance.com.
We are all looking for significance, and we all want to make our life matter. We want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves and change the lives of those around us. What better way to do that than to join us for life-changing services at Legacy Church? At Legacy Church, we're giving back to the community and bringing hope to those in need. We invite you to join us at Legacy Church. With 4 locations to choose from, there is a campus near you. Visit legacychurch.com for service times.
The point is, when you reach the moment where you have to ask yourself, who am I really? Press pause, hit reset, and remember, you're above the influence. Be above the influence of alcohol and drugs. The Bernalillo County DWI Program.
Matt Adelsberger here, owner of Water Extraction Experts. Unfortunate flood, fire damage, or possible mold in your home or business? Call us, the Water Extraction Experts. Providing service within the hour, friendly and professional technicians. Please think locally owned and operated. Water Extraction Experts. 250-6500.
Fresh figs stuffed with gorgonzola, wrapped in prosciutto and grilled, finished with a port wine reduction. Or maybe fresh swordfish grilled, served on butternut squash risotto topped with fresh fennel relish. Or maybe authentic chicken cacciatore is more your style. Paisano's Italian Restaurant is the only Italian restaurant where you can get a pizza, pasta dish, or even a sandwich that's wheat and gluten-free. If you can't tolerate wheat or gluten, I'll bet it's been a long time since you've had a great Italian meal. I'm Rick Camuglia, and I'm like you. That's why I've created special wheat and gluten-free items here at Paisano's. Satisfy your craving for authentic Italian cuisine now at Paisano's. Eat at a real Italian restaurant. Eat at Paisano's on Eubank. Paisano's authentic Italian cuisine starts at just $5.95. You'll spend more than that at a burger joint's drive-up window. Paisano's Italian restaurant on Eubank at Indian School. If quality matters to you, it's got to be Paisano's Italian restaurant.
Now that football season is finally here, finding the best place to watch the games is important. Brixton's in downtown Albuquerque. Brixton's has 14 televisions, NFL ticket, and some of the best food you can find in Albuquerque. Brixton's offers a full bar with classic cocktails done right and over 100 beers in bottles and cans. Voted best sports bar and best wings by the Alibi, stop in, watch the games, and take advantage of all-day happy hour on Sundays. Brixton's on the southwest corner of 4th and Central.
Fair, fast, friendly, and fun, it's Toyota-thon time at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque. We're offering our best upfront low employee pricing with the best factory incentives and lease specials of the year. Now get new Toyota Corollas for just $189 per month, new RAV4s for $249 per month, or how about new Tacoma double cab 4x4s for just $239 a month. It's our final days of Toyota-thon at Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank at I-40, your smart choice dealer.
ESPN Radio 1017 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2020 Super Nationals, and Swope the Realtor. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And like I said, a lot of great things going on. Of course, everybody knows about the Chili Bowl coming up in a couple of weeks. Gonna be some hot shoes there. Hopefully Christopher Bell comes out and we see, it's a lot of the guys. I mean, Kyle Larson says he still wants that victory, almost more than he wants the Daytona 500. So, joining the show is, Spencer Hill. How you doing this morning, Spence?
Great, Dave. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, so I saw you on, you posted on Facebook that you were, working on that mini sprint. Had a nice, product shot for Coors. Did you get a sponsorship for that, or is that just how you pay your mechanics?
No, but I'm working really hard. You got to see my socks this morning.
Oh no!
Check these out.
Under the
Coors
boots,
socks, man, and that's the banquet beer socks. That's not that Coors
so
light crap.
We're working that angle really hard. So Coors, One way or another, I either am going to get sponsored by them or I'm going to have stock in them. So,
I mean, of course, my favorite beer is free. I mean, second favorite is cold. So, I mean, maybe they could just hook you up with, you know, like a trailer full of beer.
I would take anything at this point. We're going to need a lot of beer as we go into the Tulsa Expo Center.
Yeah.
It's a long week. Teams have been preparing for the last 2 months and sometimes even longer than that just to get out there. It's the craziest event because nobody out there is going to make any money.
Right.
People are just crazy out there. You want to get that golden driller.
Right.
And it's going to be one crazy event. 325 different drivers going out there. And it's just 35 states being represented. It's going to be insane.
And you were telling me about the different divisions with the Outlaw as well and getting a new motor so that you actually have the flexible to compete in both the Standard and the Outlaw. Kind of break that down a little bit. I mean, 300-plus, I mean, drivers, I mean, that's a lot of racing going on.
Yeah, there's just like you said, there's a ton of racing going on. There's non-wing, both A-class and outlaw. When I say A-class, a lot of people don't understand quite what that means. Basically, it's a stock engine.
Okay.
Basically, what you're doing is you're taking a 600cc engine straight out of a crotch rocket, and you're putting it into this just souped-up, light, dune buggy-looking thing
right.
that we're driving around in circles like crazy. We have two types of classes for each, the non-wing and the wing division. The A class is that stock division, and then you can also build your motors up, and that's called the outlaw division. And with that, you could bore and stroke the motors. You could do all kinds of fancy head work to it, work with fuel injection, different types of computer systems with it. A lot of crazy stuff happens in those outlaw classes, and it can get pretty expensive pretty quick. But I'm going to be running four classes out there.
Jeez.
Non-wing A class, non-wing outlaw, regular A-class wing, and the outlaw wing class, which is the main event out there, which is going to be 55 laps for the main event there.
Wow. So tell me, I mean, is there a particular one you think you have a best shot in, running in the A or the outlaw or wing, non-wing?
Well, as you just said, I just got a brand new motor in. We just did a under-the-cover test session on Thursday at the old go-kart track.
But, yeah.
I'm not sure if we were supposed to be out there or not.
Okay, but. So that was Kaplan, because I was trying to figure out that shot, and I'm like, that is not Sandia.
No.
So the track didn't look in bad shape, bud. I mean, is it...
The facility, trash.
Well, the facility, yeah, because they keep stealing stuff.
Yeah, we have quite a few vandals out here in Albuquerque, believe it or not. You know, Breaking Bad Country usually stands up to its name. But... Other than pretty much all of the facility part of it, as far as grandstands and stuff, the track, not in bad shape.
Mm.
Me and Caleb Stelzig went out there, and we did our own little private test session. And it's a little bit ruddy coming out of turn four, but one and two, and down the back straightaway, prime.
Really?
It could, with a little bit of work, it could return and be a really nice micro track.
Well, I know Adam Mollenkopf keeps talking about trying to bring that thing back. But anyway, we digress on that. So so you got this motor, got it put together, and so you're shooting for the A-class then.
Yeah, so with this new A-class motor that we got from Hamlin Motorsports, we're basically going to be shooting for the A-class, both non-wing and wing.
Yeah.
But we're also going to run that same car and motor in the outlaw division. Realistically, an outlaw winged, it would be very difficult for me to be super competitive out there and make the show. I'm not saying it won't happen and can't happen, but I'd say my focus is mainly going to be on that non-wing A-class, non-wing outlaw, and A-class wing division because we would have a little bit closer car to the rest of the field in that division.
So it's my understanding different than of course, the Chili Bowl where you can actually qualify in on speed. Everybody has to race their way in to the Tulsa Shootout.
Correct. So there's no provisionals. Nothing's guaranteed out there. I mean, we've sent big names home. Christopher Bell, he's missed plenty of main events. He's missed more main events in the Tulsa Shootout than he's missed in the Chili Bowl, in fact. Very difficult to make the show in these things, though. Heat races, they're lined up according to pill draw, which is very similar to what you'd see on a normal track. So there's going to be 7 to 9 cars per heat. Passing points are in effect that week. And passing points are everything. Your main goal, no matter what, every time you're on the track, you have to pass cars, you have to win your heat race. Top 112 in passing points from heat races are going to advance on to 8 qualifying races, 14 cars in each of those, with a 4-car inversion in effect for each of the qualifying races. Thus, the high point driver from heat races will start 4th in the first qualifier and so on. Top 24 are going to make that invert, 25th on back, start 3rd row and back in qualifiers. Passing points in qualifying races as well, top 16 in combined passing points from heats and qualifiers advance on to Saturday night's A main, and those 17th through 112th, all those crazy drivers that are just begging to get into that field, are going to be going into B mains. 113th on back in heat race passing points go to C mains and transfer on to B mains.
That's
and
insane,
then hopefully,
dude.
You make it into the top two in a B main to tag the end of the field to make the biggest show for us micro sprint drivers in the entire world. And that all gets started here Wednesday.
Wow. So two questions. One, have you been working out? Because it sounds like you're going to be exhausted. And two, I got to ask you, do they run? I mean, are you going to have to swap, the wing on and off? I mean, absolutely. Are you going to have to? So, I mean, it sounds to me like there could even be at some point with a little bit of, exhaustion setting in, maybe even a confusion as to, like, which group you're racing in right at the moment.
Yeah, luckily I have a girlfriend who's pretty into fitness. She took me to the gym, and I struggled quite a bit last night, so I don't know how great I'm going to be throughout the week.
You started last night?
Hey, man, I had some beer to be drinking.
I was going to say, you've been working out those biceps, though.
Yeah, well, I was doing 12-ounce curls to prepare for this one. But
awesome.
All jokes aside, it's going to be very difficult throughout the week. A lot of drivers do, it's a lot of classes, a lot of racing on track. A lot of focus. The mental side of it, I think, is the hardest part.
Oh, absolutely.
There is a lot of stress points. There's no guarantee that you're going to have space in between your races. So there is no guarantee that you won't be in a wing race. And then back to back, you got to rip those wings off,
right.
Turn right back around in the staging lane, and head out for a non-wing race. So you have to have a crew that is pretty experienced with helping you out and knowing what you're doing. Luckily, I do have a really good crew that's going to be going out there and helping me with that. So it's just craziness. I don't even know why I'm doing it.
Well, because you can. I mean, I think that what an experience to have an opportunity to do that. And, of course, give some love to the sponsors that help you make this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, we would not be going out here at all if it wasn't for Diane Hassel and Hassel Racing. She stepped up. She wanted to see me go out to Tulsa. She knows that I've always wanted to do it. I've been sitting on the couch watching it on Racing Boys for the last, 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And she knows that I've always wanted to go out there. So we would not be going out there without Diane Hassel and Hassel Racing. Huge shout out to her. SEH Motorsports have been a big support throughout this year for me, and with Grammy's Kitchen, too, on board. And Factor One, the chassis manufacturer, got to help. A lot of help from them when we're going out there. Hamblin Motorsports giving us a motor in time to get out there as well. And just our sponsors that have been with us a long time, too. VP Racing Fuels with G&G Racing Products here in Albuquerque. Always keeping us fueled up. And, man, it's great to have a support group like that as well. And 26 Promotions be keeping everybody updated throughout the week as well.
Well, that's fantastic. I thought I saw Hassel Racing was even selling a car on Facebook, trying to raise some money to get behind it. But glad to find out, we're going to be able to follow you on 26 Promotions. I'm sure you can also be on Twitter and shooting some other stuff out.
Oh, yeah, and we're going to be trying to go live out there, too, for everybody. So if they
awesome.
Don't get by the pay-per-view on RacingBoys.com, which is a great pay-per-view, by the way.
Yeah.
They do a fantastic job, multiple camera angles and backstage interviews and everything. They keep everybody up to date really well. So if you can't get that, I'm going to try to go live for at least my races And there's a lot of other New Mexico drivers going out there as well, including Caleb Stelzig, Jacob Johnston, the Hewish brothers, and a few more Southwest drivers that you'd probably recognize as well.
That's fantastic. Hey, thanks for coming on this morning to hang out. We're gonna catch up with Guthrie, so maybe you can ask him for a few dollars or something, right?
Hey, man, Car Crashers would look pretty damn good on the side of that 4S machine.
Well, I know that Jacob Johnson's got some Car Crafter sponsorship, but maybe he needs to double down.
Hey, I think, you need a little bit more exposure, especially for a big show like this.
Awesome. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to catch up with Jim Guthrie on the other side and talk about his Pantera that he's going to be showing. It's actually, I think, going to be, this is the first show it's going to premiere at, is Super Nationals, January 24th, 25th, and 26th. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is American Style James Hinchcliffe, driver of the number 5 Smith Peterson Motorsports Honda. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7 FM.
Huge savings at the end-of-decade fireplace sale at Dreamstyle Remodeling. Shop gas, wood, or pellet stoves and fireplace inserts with hundreds of models to pick from. Up to 20% off select models, plus receive a free gift with purchase while supplies last. Easy financing, statewide delivery, and setup. Convert your old wood or gas fireplace to an energy-efficient insert today at Dreamstyle Remodeling, 1460 Renaissance, or 1519 Eubank. Sale ends December 31st.
You know something special is about to occur.
101.7 The Team is your home for 25 bowl games.
And a Clemson touchdown!
From the New Mexico Bowl through the bowl championship season, including the national championship game. Nobody does bowl season like ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. This year's ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team's bowl broadcast partners include Law for Small Business, Interior Office Solutions, Oxford Wealth Advisors, I-9 Sports, Legacy Church, and RoofMax.
Santa doesn't fly under the radar. Why should you? The Mercedes-Benz winter event is going on now. Take advantage of spectacular offers on our entire lineup and drive into the holidays with style. Mercedes-Benz of Albuquerque, Alameda in the Pan American Freeway Northeast.
Chet's Wheel Alignment, the dependable auto shop you can trust. Family owned and operated since 1962, Chet's Wheel Alignment is the chassis and tire expert on and off 5 blocks west of Wyoming. They do great work and they do it right the first time. Chet'sWheelAlignment.com.
Gecko's Bar and Tapas voted best bar food and best appetizers by the Alibi. NFL ticket every Sunday and college football on 11 HD TVs. All Lobo games, including ESPN3 games, are available. Gecko's Academy features 3-for-2 tapas during happy hour. Buy two, the third one is on us. Gecko's offers 50-cent wings on Monday night and a cheeseburger for $5 on Wednesdays. Happy hour 4 to 7 every day at Gecko's Bar and Tapas. Two locations, Knob Hill on Central and Academy east of San Mateo.
Did the sparkle in her eyes fade when she saw the blender on Christmas morning? You can still dazzle her for the holidays with a surprise gift from Crown Jewels and Coin. All fine jewelry is up to 70% off through December 31st. Perfect also for your New Year's proposal. Lowest prices with options for no credit check, interest-free financing, and trade-ins. Electrify her smile with a gift that doesn't plug in from Crown Jewels and Coin. For all you treasure, San Mateo, north of Candelaria.
Football season is back, and that means touchdowns, amazing catches, and big collisions.
Speaking of collisions, I just crunched my car near the Big Eye.
Bummer! You better take it to Car Crafters.
Oh yeah, and get some free cookies in their lobby.
And to make sure your car looks like it never happened.
Car Crafters is the body shop I need during football season.
Try not to get in any more collisions, please.
Good thinking.
Car Crafters! It's like it never!
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance.
Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2020 Super Nationals, and Swope the Real Tour. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And coming up Friday, January 24th through Sunday, January 26th, is the 29th Super Nationals. I mean that's hard to believe. 29 of them, and of course, opened from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. At the Manuel Lujan building at Expo New Mexico, formerly the State of New Mexico Fairgrounds. And of course, you know, a great show. There's something like 33 to 35,000 people that come out to this show. And that's kind of the official start of the car season show here in Albuquerque, even though we seem to be finding more every day, RJ. But one of the main sponsors that have been there almost since the inception is Car Crafters. And joining us this morning is Jim Guthrie. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great. Hey, thanks for coming on live, man. I've been trying for years to get you to come on and do it live. Usually you're super busy. So I think I caught you perfect between Christmas and New Year's, man.
You caught you in town. You did. You caught me drinking coffee this morning. So good timing.
Any Baileys in there? Or are you just starting off just regular black coffee?
No, black coffee.
awesome. Well, I mean, saw the poster the other day for the 29th annual Super Nationals, and you're showing a Pantera that you've been working on for years. Tell us a little bit about what people can come out and see with this car.
Let me just say, it started out as a basic 1973 Pantera that I thought I was just going to fix up and drive. And when I got the motor out, kind of all hell broke loose, and there's pretty much nothing left stock on the car except the deck lid. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's kind of overgone a on and off fun process for about the last 6.5 years, and it's finally done, and turned out really nice. And the boy said, "Hey, can you put it in the car show?" And I said, "Sure, I'd be glad to show it off." And of course, all the guys at the shop, there's been a number of us working on this thing over the years to finish it. So it's kind of cool that we'd be able to put it in the show.
Well, and of course, with all the talk about the Ford versus Ferrari movie, I mean, here's another Ford power plant is put into another vehicle. Talk a little bit about the Pantera for maybe some of the listeners that aren't familiar with the car.
The Pantera was DiTommaso designed. It was a 1970 to 1973, 74. So kind of a short run. They built about 6,000 cars, of course Italian, and had a Ford 351 Cleveland motor in it with the four-barrel carburetor. So it was a pretty good little hot rod there back in the day. Had pretty decent brakes, but of course a lot of people over the years have modified them. And I'm one of those.
Yeah.
So, we decided to make quite a few changes. You let me know how far you want me to go on the list of changes.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we have enough time. This is only an hour show. But I appreciate that. But one of the things that I find fascinating about this story, though, is, of course, with Ford versus Ferrari, the Italians, you know, Ford can't beat us. Here's a chance where they kind of, shortly after that run of, you know, with 65 to... to 69 with the victories, to where there actually is a Ford power plant in an Italian-built car.
Right. Kind of ironic.
Can't beat them. If you can't beat them, join them, right?
Join them. That's right. Yeah, the Ford motor was great. They had a lot of power for the time back in the day.
Yeah. Talk about, you're still driving one of those GT40s in competition. Talk a little bit about kind of some of the experiences you've had, specifically like COTA, where you were actually running out of transmission.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. My 66 is VIN number 2119. The original car that won was 1046, so, and it was built 40 years later. They don't build a lot of those cars. And anyway, I got this car back in January, and February, and then took it down to Sebring. And raced it down there for the first time, and we won our class. And we found out that after the Walter Mitty Classic at Atlanta, that we didn't have enough horsepower. We were getting smoked by the Lola T70s down the back straight. So we brought her home and built a new engine for her. And while we were there, kind of went through the car and repainted it. And Took it down Dakota here, and, well, we made 815 horse, and about the only weak point in the whole car, just like the originals, was the gearbox. So we got a day and a half out of it before we broke the dry flange inside. And so now we're working on another transmission combo we hope to have done for Sebring this coming March.
One of the things I've started to notice is you're starting to see a lot more of the vintage restoration or even kind of vintage racing coming back, almost historics, I guess you would say. What is it like to sit on the grid and look at some of these iconic cars sitting on both sides of you getting ready to go out there and race?
Well, I got to tell you, it's really cool. At Atlanta, there was probably 350-plus cars there, all different vintages. Some of these cars you can only see in museums, and these guys are out there just beating on them. Well, just like I do, right? We're beating on them in a nice way, but we're beating on them. And, you know, occasionally there's a little bit of rubbing, unfortunately. In the Mustang that I'm racing, a Camaro came across my nose, and I punted it and got a dented fender, but, you know, that happens. It's really sad when you see a super nice, classic car just get destroyed. And we did see that this year, at Indy. Lynn St. James destroyed a little Corvette. The guy had been racing for 30 years and she spent a night in the hospital. So, it's all fun and games until you get hurt and lose your car. But I gotta tell you, there are so many cool cars there and the people are just, I mean, they're as cool as the cars. That's what's nice.
That's absolutely fantastic. And of course, you're representing the cars were built to be raced, not to be shown. But you are starting on a museum to where you've got some of these cars that are going to be able to be on display where people can come see them. Are you making sure that the garage door is well lubed? So if there's any in there that you want to get out, you're going to be able to get out and race them?
Oh yeah, you betcha. You betcha.
And so what kind of cars are you going to be putting in there?
We'll start off. We've got a friend's 25 Model T that's been in their family almost 90 years. So it's been between two families for almost 100 years. So, and it's unrestored. That's a beautiful car. I actually rode in it a couple years ago when Mr. K was out giving kids rides at a car show. And so he's 94 now, and he said, you know, this is a lot of work. And so I said, hey, I'd be honored to have that in the museum. And I bought another buddy's 29 Tudor. Then we just kind of go up through the evolution of the car with a 49 business coupe. They call them the Ford Shoebox.
Okay.
53 MGTD. Then we're going to get into some Mustangs. And of course I've got a original owned 55, Bel Air two door that belonged to my father-in-law. He still owns it. We restored that probably 10 years ago. We'll go all the way up through the different models of Mustangs with the pace cars, the boss cars, the R's, the Shelby's from 66 up through 69 or 68. Just some fun cars, the 57 T-Bird and, you know, the stuff that's more, Ford iconic blue oval stuff that people recognize.
That's fantastic. And you're also going to have a speed shop attached to that. It's a perfect combination for, fans for high performance to be able to come out and actually, talk to some of the guys that are maintaining and working on the cars.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you got old cars, you better have a garage. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble because they require a little bit of work for every hour you drive them, just like old airplanes. But, now, you know, we've done that for a while and, we supported the local racers and, so we work on both race cars and street cars.
Yeah. So, of course, your day job allows you the opportunity, and of course, Missy allows you the opportunity to do a lot of this stuff. Why don't you give a shout out a little to Car Crafters in six locations, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. So, as you've always, you know, shared with me, it's the people, do they get a little time off for the holidays?
Yeah, you know, having Christmas in the middle of the week, we only got a day and a half off this year, but we always get 4 days off for Thanksgiving, so that was nice.
That's awesome. Hey, Jim, really appreciate you coming on, and, of course, all of your support for local racing and being the most famous driver out of New Mexico without the last name of Unser.
That's right.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, man. We'll see you out at Super Nationals on the 24th.
Thanks, man. Have a good day, David.
All right, you bet. That was Jim Guthrie, president and owner of Car Crafters. And as you can tell, car guy first, business guy second. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk some NASCAR. That's right. There's some stories that we haven't got to since the end of the season. So Matt Willis with ESPN.com, the stats and info guru, is going to join us on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, the team.
Hey, this is Butch Patrick. That's right, Eddie Munster, and you're listening to David Swope on ESPN 101.7 on the New Mexico Motorsports Report.
Attention business owners. Has your business been named in the EEOC or Workforce Solutions complaints? Is your business likely to be subject to an I-9 audit from the federal government? Do you need assistance in dealing with a problem employee or creating policies and procedures for your company? Law for Small Business has your back. They're New Mexico's number one trusted advisor for human resource issues. Visit us now at L4SB.com. L4SB.com. And check out our employee management services page, Law for Small Business, because you didn't start your business to worry about legal problems.
Casino at the Downs invites you to celebrate New Year's Eve with the elegance and fine dining in the Crown Room for only $59.99. Then ring in 2020 in the First Turn Lounge with live music and dancing featuring Black Pearl and no cover charge. Plus, cash drawings happen till 1:30 a.m. only at Casino at the Downs.
Nestled in the beautiful North Valley with a spectacular garden patio, fresh and delicious margaritas with live music Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. It's Casa de Benavides in Albuquerque, the magazine's top five restaurant. Beautiful patio, authentic New Mexican food, Casa de Benavides, just south of Paseo on 4th Street.
Get in the seat of a John Deere 3E series tractor, and your next big project will seem a little less big. Because with an intuitive operator system and easy attachment hookup, no job is too tough. So get to work, because it's time to turn this land into your land. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Visit Desert Greens Equipment in Albuquerque or New Mexico Tractor Sales in Berlin. And find us online at desertgreensequipment.com.
Breaking news.
This is breaking news.
Breaking news.
You can now get four rounds at Cochetty Golf Club for only $155 plus tax anytime, 7 days a week. It's a Robert Trent Jones II design course that is recognized amongst New Mexico's very best golfing experiences. Enjoy the remodeled Cochetty Stone Kiva Bar and Grill, and the course is always fabulous. Repeat, you can now get four rounds at Cochetty Golf Club anytime, 7 days a week, for only $155 plus tax. Visit CochettyGolfClub.com.
This is Dallas Cowboys football 2019.
You have seen a quarterback blossom.
Only heard here.
Prescott runs it up the middle. 15, 10, 5. Dive into the run.
All season.
Touchdown.
Cowboys football all season is right here. Catch the Broncos and Raiders as well. The teams you follow are the teams we have. Presented by Desert Greens Equipment and Sandia Resort and Casino on your home for the NFL. 101.7 The Team.
Houston Wholesale Cars has won Best Used Car Dealership from Albuquerque the Magazine the last 8 years for a reason. They offer the very best clean quality cars at the lowest possible prices. Their motto is shop smart, buy smart. Houston Wholesale is able to buy in volume, which enables them to sell in volume with a lower profit margin due to lower overhead. Houston Wholesale Cars, Albuquerque the Magazine's Best of the City 8 years running. Lomas near Washington. Visit HoustonWholesaleCars.com.
Hey, race fans, this is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Swope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2020 Super Nationals, and Swope the Realtor. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team, and I'm about to go right to the line and pick up Matt Willis. How are you doing this morning, Matt?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. A lot of stories have been, you know, happening. Of course, you know, also, you know, losing some very important people, including Junior Johnson, to the sport. What an opportunity to, you know, kind of get a you know, feel for the legacy of Junior Johnson. I mean, what is the overall impact of losing him to NASCAR?
I think you lose one of NASCAR's true pioneers and innovators, one of the most successful drivers who transferred into being one of the most successful owners in series history. It won the, you know, the true original characters of the series, someone that the legacy of the sport was found on, and you know what the true heart of the founding of NASCAR was based on is all embodied in what Junior Johnson was.
Well, and one of the stories that I love hearing about, because it's funny, because sometimes it allows you the opportunity to pay tribute and to listen to some of those stories, and the whole moonshine stories that have been coming out with soaking the cherries and, you know, that kind of stuff, and a don't eat more than one, totally ties back to the start of NASCAR and the bootlegging, and I think losing him does allow us an opportunity to pay tribute to, you know, to where NASCAR actually got started.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, let's ignore the fact that it's before noon, and let's all raise a glass to our favorite moonshine today, to the legacy of Junior Johnson, because it's basically just the, you know, what NASCAR was founded on, the ideals and the colorful backstory of NASCAR is all what Junior Johnson stood for.
Absolutely. So this brings me to the one story that ended at the end of the season, and everything kind of moved on without it really being brought up. And that's the four NASCAR teams were tampering with the season finale. I'd really like your take on that. Is this one of those things that is going to be all going to be forgotten, forgiven before the season starts at Daytona?
I think because it was of the placement of where the teams finished in points, they're kind of the back runners of the series. I think it will largely be forgotten, but I don't think the impact of how NASCAR came down swift and severely on those teams and the actions they took and how serious they took, you know, all the actions, I don't think that'll be forgotten on a team standpoint. Maybe it's not in the headlines when we get to Daytona, but I think the impact was very big, especially with these smaller teams that are struggling for charters and to survive and just make the field.
Well, I mean, the difference, I guess, was $175,000, you know, that they were racing for. And so it tells you that every point and everything matters. But let's talk a little bit about Joe Gibbs Racing. Is there any way that Joe Gibbs Racing can exceed what they did last season?
It's tough to imagine how they could kind of, you know, go past what they did, you know, winning, you know, more than half the races and, you know, setting a modern era for record for wins for a team of the season. But I think where we could really see improvement is their satellite team, the 95, with Christopher Bell running in it. If that team could start having the success that we saw, you know, Furniture Row Racing, when they had the affiliation with Joe Gibbs Racing, see them take that big step forward in the next season after making the alliance, I think that could be where we see Joe Gibbs' influence really felt is the improvement in the strength of the satellite team, because we can't ask for much more for them. You know, maybe a couple more wins for Eric Jones, who I think will progress, you know, another year of experience and under his belt. And I think you can see progression there. But I think seeing that 95 team running really well would be the big step forward for that whole organization.
Hey, Matt, Spencer Hill here. I want to continue on that leg of Joe Gibbs Racing. How about Cole Pearn? With a big shocker here right before the season starts, decides to leave the sport and now operating a ski resort in Canada. Talk about the craziest move that I've heard a crew chief make in the off season, especially this late in the game, that I remember really in all of my years of life.
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise. He, you know, just from, you know, absolute, you know, peak of the sport really with what he was doing, and now, you know, kind of doing what he, you know, what he wants. You know, he's, you know, that's, you know, I think why we're all doing what we do is to get to a point in our career where we can do what we want and live comfortably and, you know, go and spend time with his family. But, you know, it just shows you how quickly someone can step down from what they were doing. You know, Paul Menard and David Reagan kind of stepped down unexpectedly, both expressing interest to spend more time with family. And, you know, the Joe Gibbs operation is so big that, you know, it's kind of a next man up mentality, and they have so much strength. But, you know,
Hearn and Truex were so strong together during the year that it's going to be tough to, you know, hit the ground running with that much momentum that they ended 2019 with.
Such a power team that it is. It's hard to imagine what we're going to see next year. But likewise, I mean, talking about Christopher Bell, had a big accident with Kyle Larson in the midgets. And the team brought him back up. You know, they're like, hey, maybe you shouldn't be doing that. What are your thoughts on that situation with, protecting their drivers? I mean, a lot of these guys are, you know, have a lot of talent in dirt, including, I guess, Kyle Larson was, wound up in the hospital in the accident. What's your thoughts on drivers, you know, competing in other, you know, types of racing, and potentially affecting their ride?
I love the fact that drivers will drop down and run these, you know, run the Chili Bowl and run all the, you know, the Winter National, you know, any sort of winter events that are going on. But I can completely understand the, you know, it's, you know, midget racing and sprint cars are dangerous, you know, at times, you know, and the, you know, Chip Ganassi Racing is basically built around Kyle Larson and his future in the next 10, 15 years. So I can completely see them making some sort of clause in his contract to not let him run those races. And I would 100% understand, you know, we love the fact that these are racers who love the race, no matter what they're driving and no matter what track they're at. But in terms of a, you know, big business perspective, you know, you would 100% understand Ganassi saying it's time to shut that down and, you know, we'll see you on Sunday in the Cup car.
You know, what's interesting is to look at, you know, Kyle Bliss and an opportunity to go back-to-back on championships, because you look at, he had a really strong season on paper. Didn't get quite as many victories, but then also, which is funny, I mean, I can't believe I'm going to say this, a lot of people thought that he'd maybe lost an edge. I know you, as a guy that likes to crunch the numbers, what were people missing when they were talking about, is Kyle Busch done?
One of the things that struck me with Kyle Busch this year was his consistency, which is something we didn't see, you know, 100% from him early in his career, that the top 10 streak he had to start the year. And, you know, maybe he, you know, the wins were impressive, but I was really impressed with the consistency. And right now, you know, he's the, you know, best driver driving for the best team at the top level of the series. So it's a great spot to be in.
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, you look at some numbers. Of course, Kyle Busch, with most consistency with 27 top 10s. And you got Kevin Harvick had 26, but you look at 19 top fives for Denny Hamlin. I mean, those are two numbers of why those guys were in the final four. It didn't hurt that, you know, Denny got hot late in the season. And like you said, Kyle getting hot early in the season. And those 15 points that he got for winning the regular season championship, I think are what really made it finish, and made the championship for him. But, what do you got going on, in 2020?
Keep doing my thing at ESPN right now. I'm working mostly on the new Daily Wager show, and doing that, but I'll be still writing the NASCAR weekly recap columns as far as I know. And, keep building databases and keep tweeting, and I'm really looking forward to what the sports got going forward, both for 2020 and then when the new Cup car comes out in 2021. It should be really impressive to see how that changes the sport.
Well, and I think we can't underestimate the betting that's going to go on with NASCAR, as well as with some of their alliances and some of the things that are coming out. But thank you so much for coming on the show this morning, and I want to be the first to wish you a Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, happy holidays to you and all your listeners, and it was great talking to you.
Awesome. Well, that was Matt Willis, ESPN.com, stats and info, and like you said, he writes the report, weekly report for kind of the stars for NASCAR. But I really appreciate Spencer coming out this morning, RJ always, and of course Kelly behind the glass there, making us all look good. Stay tuned, coming up at 9 a.m. immediately after the show, FM Sports Saturday. And like I said, a whole lot of great stuff going on this weekend over here at ESPN Radio. You've been listening to the Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 1017, The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2020 Super Nationals, and Swope the Realtor, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us daily at nmmotorsportsreport.com and become part of the community. Tune in next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.